Welcome to episode 4, guys, off air with the Q Crew.
Hey. That means it's a month now.
Yes. Yeah. This is our weekly thing, Vegas. We check in with you. You get to talk to me. My name's Natalia.
It's Bojo on your radio.
What up? It's CO1, and I'm drinking.
Oh, all right. Well, that's the mood. We'll just do that the whole hour. But on Off Air with the Q Crew, we like to talk to Vegas about everything that we talk about off the air. Because a lot of times there's topics or things in pop culture that we have so much to say. But on the radio, we can only say so much. So this is the time we let it all out.
Well, on the radio, we don't want people to be all sensitive with us. So
that's
why we have this.
We can really kind of speak our mind, give our opinions.
Yes.
And that's why this is the stuff we talk about off the air.
Exactly. So one of the big stories this week was Lady Gaga. What a week, right? Okay, so she won an Oscar for Best Original Song. She performed at the Oscars, which that performance, it gave me goosebumps.
Little bit.
I was ready to shed a tear.
Little intense.
And I was like, okay, those two, they got something going on.
Yeah.
But
they've been.
Yeah. But remember last time we talked, or actually, I don't know if we talked about this on the last episode. We talked about not seeing the movie.
Right.
So I saw the movie.
I saw the movie too.
After I
saw the day of the Oscars, so I was
you were ready. Yeah, I saw
Sunday.
The day before. Yeah,
yeah,
I wanted to be prepped and ready. I saw that, and I saw a Bohemian Rhapsody that weekend before the Oscars. But after watching A Star Is Born, I was like, I'm so mad I couldn't see it in the theaters because I loved like the music. It was kind of like a mini concert within the movie, right?
Yeah,
it's back in the movies this week.
Okay, so here's the deal, Natalia. I still got the same musicality feel in the crib. I watched it with my wife, you know, so we were feeling the music. It's a perfect like Netflix and chill type movie.
It is. Did you shed a tear?
Nah, I wouldn't take it that far.
Did your wife?
Yeah, she did. You know, actually, I did feel it. I did feel it. They did a really good job. So much so, the next morning, I was like thinking about that relationship.
It was a little,
it stuck in my mind. I'm like, dude, he really loves her.
Yeah.
But
like off the screen?
That's what it feels
like. No,
it's too. It's a little good. It's a little real.
It leaves an impact on you. Like when you don't have The Notebook, we talked about that being one of
our
favorite movies. Like on The Notebook, you want Noah and Allie to be together forever.
Right.
And you're
like,
and that's kind of like what you got
from
Allie.
But the difference with that is, this is modern day times.
Right.
A little bit. It felt too natural. Like, this is definitely some stuff off screen. They got something going on. They're hanging out a little bit. They have to be.
But just because they made good art, like they're actors, right?
Obviously.
Shouldn't they be convincing us? If they didn't convince us they were in love, something's wrong.
If he wasn't at the Oscars, Bradley Pitt was at the Oscars with this woman, right?
Next to.
If he wasn't with her, I for sure would have thought they were together. Because didn't she just break up with Lady Gaga?
Yes. With her agent,
So it was like, oh, it's definitely something going
There's
on.
There's a certain thing, though, about when two people look at each other in the eyes. And when they were performing, I mean, I may not be able to look at someone directly in the eyes for a long, an X amount of time.
Right.
But especially while you're performing, they're so into it and emotional.
Bro.
And they're staring each other down like they want to go at
listen,
it.
Oh, that's
listen.
What you got? I saw them with love. I didn't see sex
it's the guy,
eyes.
It's the guy's
perspective.
I saw both. But here's the question. Like, I think me and my wife talked about it because it just seems so real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these actors and actresses, how do they tell their spouse, like, hey, I'm gonna have this scene with this other person.
And they're gonna be naked.
They're gonna be naked.
And we're gonna be pretending to do it.
And you are in each other's eyeballs.
Yeah.
Even when they performed at the Oscars, they were so
That's
close.
What I'm saying.
In each other's eyeballs. Their mouths are really close.
Yeah.
How
is your significant other okay with this?
So there's dry humping in the movie?
Oh, there's
no. They make love for sure.
No, there's like naked. They're like naked in the bathtub together. Like naked. Yeah. So it's more, I think it's more than dry.
Now I really have to go check it out.
Yeah. But okay, here's the crazy thing. Did you guys know that A Star Is Born was originally supposed to star Beyonce and Clint Eastwood was going to direct it? And they were tied together for that project for years. And when Beyonce dropped out of it, Clint Eastwood dropped out of it. And that's when Bradley Cooper picked it up. So this movie, they've been trying to make it for like the last 10 years.
Well, good for
them. This is like the third Star Is Born, isn't there?
Yeah.
There was one that came out in the 70s.
Yep. There's one with Judy Garland in the 50s or something. Yeah.
I did hear about this. I think you told me about Beyonce. It wouldn't have worked.
No, because I'm like, Jay-Z ain't letting her be naked with nobody.
But then again, if people found out there was a nudity scene with Beyonce.
You think they'd go just for that?
Off the charts.
Yeah.
I would.
But listen, in real talk, we got to be honest. We're not just about people want to see naked women.
No, of course.
We're grown-ass people. Yeah. But Lady Gaga was meant to play this role.
No, yes. She was.
She
did good.
She was great.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper did really good. He needs to take a shower a little bit.
He did look dirty as hell.
See, you got to catch up. You got to see this.
No, I do have, and by the way, I do want to go check it out because I've never seen Lady Gaga outside of a musical scenario. Okay. And
well,
remember,
it's definitely a musical scenario, though, bro.
No, but what I'm she's like, but she's off. You know, like she's an actress, artist? And she's, you know, she's in a whole different role. Yeah. And plus, it's always been in my head about Lady Gaga, kind of like. I mean, there's other occasions, but remember that whole time when people were saying she was really a man, or I'm not trying to talk shit about trying to say is that I really want to see her in that, you know, in that role of
a
her
sexy
being
female leading.
Well, no,
actress.
Just being an actress and being herself, and obviously it includes the singing part of it. So it's what she's comfortable with.
Forgot about
but
that.
But remember,
that was
she used to do everything for attention, like the meat dress and the bubble dress and all that stuff. I mean, Lady Gaga has evolved as an artist because she used to use performance art. That was like her gimmick, I guess, or her thing. Yeah, now she's kind of like comfortable in her own skin. Yeah. So last night she was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he asked her like, "Okay, what's up with you and Bradley?" Because everybody thinks that you guys are a thing. She actually said that they worked really hard together and that they fooled everybody. She's like, "Fooled you, we did a good job." And when you think about it,
that's
they
good
did
act.
A good
that's
job.
Great
Look,
acting.
If 50 Shades of Grey had half the chemistry that that movie had, it would have been more of a hit.
Well, no, it would have been a porno.
Well, yeah, there's that. Okay, so that leads me to this question,
okay,
guys.
Keep it moving.
Lady Gaga is Bradley Cooper's work wife. He's her work husband, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you guys think about work wives and work husbands? Do you have one? Does it work?
Well, you're the one that keeps us in check here.
It's got to be Natalia.
So you're like my... Wait, not sister wives. You're my brother husband's...
sister wives.
Okay, so...
I got so many jokes, but I'll stop.
Yeah, I know you do. So look. Okay, my wife, she works at a wedding chapel. So she works around a bunch of other women.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have... I haven't come across that situation yet where there's like a really close
with the guy that she works with, okay,
that's like her work husband. If she did have a dude like that, I'm not threatened, man.
Yeah,
I'm not.
How about you?
I'm not a threatened man either. I mean, as you guys know, being a DJ around this town anyways, I'm around a lot of different people. Yeah. But you know, the thing about it is, even like during the day, like my wife and I talk all day. We're keeping tabs on our son. We're like, what about this? What about that errand? Did you call this person? What about that appointment? Yeah. So it's like, it's almost like we don't lose communication from morning till night.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know, like around here, you know, you're obviously the one that keeps us in check. And I would assume that in some scenarios or some cases, it's pretty serious for other people, I would assume, right? But
damn, Natalia, you know what? You might not be our work wife, you might be a work mom.
That is more like it. You're right.
Well, my bad, mom. Keeping the brother in check.
Yeah, I know. Right.
You know what I mean?
But I do think that some relationships can't survive having a work husband or work wife because either, like, if you're insecure or young,
but
it might not work.
But in the movies and that industry, I mean, come on, you're kissing half the
people. That is
you're having
so
scenes.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in real life. Like, what about, like, the secretary in, like, the lawyer's office or, like, you know, the personal assistant to that executive, and they're super tight. And because think about it, like, we're in a group chat, right? So there's times where, like, it's midnight and we're all like texting, and I'm in the bed with Sean texting y'all. Imagine an insecure dude would be like, yo.
But here's the difference: is we know each other's spouse. We're all friends. Same way, me and my wife. I know her bosses.
Yeah.
I know everybody. I know their wives and so forth. And the situation with it is, if you're like the secretary, and then there's the boss, and then you know, obviously all those scenarios come into play where, hey, I'm staying late, or there's that trip, or this trip,
or
whatever.
We went out for drinks.
And you see it in movies. Yeah. That picture's painted so clearly sometimes that it makes you think.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the industry where it's the worst, the restaurant industry.
Oh.
Service industry.
Like the manager?
Manager. Ooh. Manager, hostess. That's always the scandal.
I've never been a part of that.
Oh, yes. I've been in the service industry. There's always a grown-ass manager, some dude who's like 42 and married.
Hey, boss,
always
I need
sneaking
an extra
off
shift.
Flirting
with
all the young girls.
19-year-old hostess.
Oh, Lord.
Next thing you know, his marriage is over and they're together. You're like, what?
And it's weird.
4 years later, that little girl's pregnant at age 22.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it. Yes. Service industry's bad.
Dang.
But I used to have fun in it when I was a single dude.
Absolutely. Okay, so speaking of the Oscars, right? Lady Gaga won big. I think the big winners of the night for me, though, was Melissa McCarthy and her husband because she looked great at the Oscars, right? Mm-hmm. She had, like, this cape, like, pant thing, super fancy, cute. But they went to the after party rocking matching Adidas sweatsuits, like the old school Adidas originals, yeah. right? And I was like, oh, they did that. They went to the party like they don't give a damn. However, they were wearing like weird shoes with their outfits. Like the outfits yeah. called for like shell toes or some type of Adidas sneaker. And they were wearing like Nikes and what yeah. was the other one? Like Converse or something?
Chucks. Yeah.
So I know it's your big pet peeve, Bojo.
No, yeah, I saw it and people were like praising them. I think you have to be like, an older person to think that was dope because
I'm old.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
The sweatsuit was dope.
No, it wasn't dope because the shoes jacked it up. It was not that
the
tight.
Just the sweatsuit then.
Yeah.
Because they were strutting like they were so, no, it
See,
wasn't a good
like
look.
For me,
I was
people
not
who,
impressed.
People who dress in a different manner mm-hmm. when it's just for fun and entertainment, I'm okay with that because I think that's people letting loose and they don't really care about someone else's opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, then again, you mentioned Lady Gaga earlier when she used to wear like the meat outfit or
yeah.
whatever. Now that's a little bit extreme, but.
They didn't do it right. Sorry, I was not impressed. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I wasn't impressed.
What would you wear to an Oscar after party?
The idea was great. But for them to flex like they were doing it, so no.
The execution was flawed.
Yeah,
yeah,
you messed that up. I mean, I'm down to take chances.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out
why they all hungry. Have you seen all the pictures of everybody like sneaking In-N-Out burgers at these parties
no.
and at these events? It's like they don't feed these celebrities, and I don't get it because don't they
really?
Have assistants that could just bring them a taco? Like,
yeah, I just saw a post on Instagram, but I can't remember, so I won't talk about it. But yeah, I saw people sneaking in an out burger.
Yeah, yeah. The Rami, Rami, I don't want to mispronounce his last name. He won for best actor for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually went to the kitchen at an after party and started taking food off the trays before they even took it out, like the hors d'oeuvres, because he was starving.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah, I ain't even mad at him. Okay, so there's this new song out. It's a new hip-hop song called Bust Down Tatiana. Have you guys heard it?
Yeah,
yes, I have.
Yes.
Okay.
Blueface. I've been seeing old boy all over the place.
Yes, he's from L.A.
Yeah,
and
Blueface.
The song is trending. It's doing really big. But here's the problem I have with this song. Because every time I hear this, I want to die and put my head through a wall. My daughter's name is Tatiana.
Yeah. Ouch.
And now the song is called Tatiana.
Yeah.
And everywhere she goes now, that and she's in college. She's at UNLV. She's a sophomore.
Damn.
So all her friends are like, bust that Tatiana. And she's so annoyed.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn. Like, how could a song ruin your life?
Did she go along with it at the beginning, though?
She thinks it's funny,
yeah.
But like, who wants to be called a thought? Like,
no,
even if
no.
it's funny,
yeah.
like.
I heard about that, and I thought about your daughter. I'm like, is it as bad as over the summer if
oh,
you
yeah.
had a child named Kiki?
Yeah.
Kiki.
Well, that was
oh,
cute,
yeah.
but that was cute.
Na, na, na.
Kiki was cute.
Tatiana's just
bust
like
it down, Tatiana.
Yeah,
bust it down.
Down.
What does that even mean? I mean, we know what it means, but you know.
Yeah.
Cardi B's on the remix,
that's
though.
That's unfortunate.
Well.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Is she all right? She's got to embrace
fine.
It somehow.
So have any songs
How's
ever,
she gonna...
like, I think she'll be all right, because the song's going to go away, hopefully, soon. But have you guys ever heard a song that, like, ruined somebody's life or that, like, made things different for somebody? Because there are, like, remember Charlene from Anthony Hamilton? Remember Charlene? No.
Damn. I sure don't.
I'm surprised you don't, because you love R&B.
I love R&B.
Remember? Won't you call me short? I'm doing it all wrong.
Tyrone?
No. But that's another one. There you
we'll
go.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Erykah
we'll talk
Badu.
About that.
Erykah Badu and
yeah.
Tyrone. Like
yeah.
Now, after that song, everybody's
yeah,
like, you better call Tyrone. So if you were named Tyrone, you're like,
no,
shut
yeah.
up. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I think about it more like songs when I was a kid.
Okay.
That this is, it's totally different. Songs when I was a kid
uh-huh.
that I shouldn't have been singing that I
oh.
was singing.
Like what? BBD?
Everything.
Like BBD
Poison. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Take a look at like Do Me Baby. I think about stuff
Wait.
Like that.
Or Rick
like,
James, she was only 17.
Oh, yeah. Why were my parents letting me listen to it? But, you know.
What
like,
about Color Me Bad?
That,
I know.
I wrote a girl a note in the seventh grade. I want to sex you up.
Damn.
No.
So aggressive, Bojo.
So aggressive. I don't
you
know.
You don't even know what it is.
No!
Yeah.
You know what I'm, you know what I mean? I think I told a girl, because tonight, baby, I want to get freaky with you, you know?
Dang.
Let me lick you up and down.
Right.
But at least that's not as bad as backstage, underage.
Hey, adolescence. How
you doing?
Fly. She replied.
Oh.
I
mean,
like,
yeah.
do the
that's
wild
what
thing.
We grew up to.
Then he says action
so,
took place.
Oh,
with the adolescent.
Damn.
Think about that.
Ooh.
That would never fly in this day and age.
All right, I'm passing right through that.
Okay. So I took your question and flipped it a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
But there's a lot of songs like that. Do you guys remember that song? Girl, I'm gonna make you sweat.
Yes.
Listen, listen. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. Listen.
No, I know the history on that song.
And when you cry, I'm gonna push it some more. Are you crazy?
I know the history about that song. That's why I always contemplate. You know, I do the 80s night at Brooklyn Mall and people ask me to
what is the hit? That is rape. Girl, I'm gonna make you sweat.
And then there's the whole date rape song by, what is Green Day or one of those bands?
Which one is that?
I don't know what song that is.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to, oh, you guys keep talking. I'm gonna
have
to
Google
this.
It. Okay, you know another song?
Is there anything like that that hits you like, bro, that's a bad look? No. It's how happy. No.
What about next?
That's funny to me.
It's not. I like when you what else?
Baby, when we're grinding.
I get so excited.
I get so excited.
Yeah.
Ooh, how I like it.
Yeah.
What did he say?
But it's not his part. It's a girl when she's like,
step back. You're dancing kind of close.
Yeah.
I feel a little poke coming through.
Yeah. Like he's got a boner.
Like, damn. Just a little. Disrespectful, baby. Just a little.
Okay, what do you got, Seal? What band was it?
Date Rape is by Sublime, and I just leave it at that. I love Sublime.
Well, come on, if the song's called Date Rape.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to add to the substance of the topic.
Do you guys remember the Juicy Fruit commercial?
No.
Take a stick, pull it out. The taste is gonna hit you when you pop it in your mouth.
Damn, I don't remember that. Are you a pervert? Why do you remember this?
I don't remember so much of this.
That was a Tommy Davidson stand-up joke. Sorry. Oh,
man. But there are definitely songs that will ruin lives,
it.
Right?
I flipped what you were saying.
It's still like songs like, what the hell were we thinking back then?
Yeah, not crazy.
But speaking
hold on, Sia, what do you got?
But just really quick, since we're talking about music, I just want to get into throwback history because it's talking about music. So this week, what took place was that LL Cool J released Mama Said Knock You Out, so that was obviously very big. But moving on to, we mentioned Erykah Badu earlier. It was her birthday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of her songs are very sexy. I know.
48.
Yeah.
48?
She's not 50. 58! She has 58.
A lot of 48? Her songs.
58?
A lot of her songs are very sexy, of course. They're Neil Soul.
So
and
yeah.
She's been with so
facts.
Many people.
Right.
She's been with so many people.
Well, she's got a few different baby daddies.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean she's been with a lot of people.
Andre?
Jay Electronica.
Okay.
Wait, was she
and the DOC.
Oh, yeah, the DOC.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, so. She just turned 84 years old.
No, she did.
84?
Leave Erykah Badu alone.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we were talking about like songs that ruin lives and whatnot. What about people that ruin lives, like Jordan Woods? Damn. What do you guys think about this whole scandal? Is it fabricated by Chris? Is it real? Is going on Red Table Talk tomorrow?
Everything that has to do with the Kardashians is fabricated. Everything, in my opinion.
Okay.
And the executive producer behind all that, I bet you is Ray J.
Okay, you lost me there.
Yeah, why does Ray J have to do with it?
He ain't messing with
them.
I bet you he's still getting paid.
I don't mess with him.
He still might be getting a check.
I don't know. He's the reason why they're all big.
I understand what you're saying. It's hard for me as a grown man to like really care about the situation. But we're part of the media,
right.
So we do kind of have to care.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I'm also, you know, a caring person. I feel bad that lives are being hurt.
Right.
But okay, Chloe, I still think you're gonna be all right.
Yeah, she's
rich. I still think you're gonna be all right. Yeah, she's rich, but also, come on, like she knew something was going on with Tristan.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously...
It wasn't the first time.
Right.
No. And did you guys hear the rumors also
what?
That Jordan Woods supposedly did the same thing with Khloe's ex?
Which one?
James Harden.
No!
Yeah, that's out there too.
Well, see, that's different, I think. Like, it's still breaking girl code because you're never supposed to mess with, like, your homegirl's man or even your homegirl's family's man, etc. But James Harden ain't Khloe baby daddy. I think when you're messing with somebody's, like, the father of your child or something like that, that's when you cross that line.
Tristan Thompson is just so horny.
He is. That is the bottom line, I think.
Jeez, yeah. Can't control it.
Supposedly, the Kardashians are going to sue Jordan because she signed an NDA with them, which means, you know, those non-disclosure agreements. And if she goes on Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk, what could she possibly say?
Like, she can just answer yes or no.
She's going to tell her story. She's going to probably blame it on the alcohol.
Right.
And she'll probably apologize.
Right.
At this point, there's no coming back from it, right? She's already said she did it. But did she say she didn't do it, you think?
I don't know what she's saying. She hasn't really said much yet.
They'll ask her questions, and she'll just say yes and no. You know how the media is, man. Like, even at that round table, whatever happens, they're going to get to the bottom of, you know, of whatever they want to find out, because she'll end up answering in a certain manner.
But here's the thing, right? Here's the backstory. Here's the tea. Jada's son, Jaden, used to go out with Kylie back in the day. Jaden, Kylie, and Kendall are childhood friends. So is Willow. So Jada and Chris are friends. Jada goes to their Christmas party. They hang out. They're probably neighbors. So, and supposedly Jordan Woods is friends of the family of Jada Pinkett Smith.
They call Will Uncle Will.
Right.
She calls Will Uncle Will.
Damn. So whose side is Jada on? Is she going to like be on the Kardashian side?
She should stay
or is she going to be like on Jordan's side, or is she going to be neutral?
She could just be a mediator. Listen, mediator. Right. Listen, I think we might have said it last week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe you said it, CO1. This could have been, you know, a fabricated story just to make an out for Khloé. Putting all this negativity on Tristan.
Yeah.
So
Khloé
can get
out. The bad guy.
And
yeah.
It's also a great story for season 23 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Well, last time you said they had to cut Jordan a $10 million check. So if that's the case, they probably cut her that check.
Because you said a million. I'm like, hell no, way more than a million. She's getting paid. So that's why it's just like, it's hard to really care.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're caring people. We're part of the media. I feel bad for the family. But there's a lot of it that you can just think this is fabricated for a television program that's going on their new season. This is a great storyline.
Right. Well, the latest also tonight, this just broke that there's a story floating around that Travis Scott cheated on Kylie Jenner. And the internet's theory is that Kris Jenner put that rumor out there to take the attention away from Jordan's interview tomorrow on Red Table Talk.
I don't doubt that one bit.
Too much.
You notice every time Kanye does something bad, Kim posts a thirst trap the next day. Like, there's definitely a method to their madness.
What does Kanye have to do with this? What do you do?
Because, like, they do damage control is what I'm saying. Like, every time Kanye has an outburst or does something crazy, the next day Kim's naked on Instagram because she's trying to, like, divert attention away. They deflect.
Well, look at that picture that the Kardashians posted this week.
Right.
It was, like, all of them, picture. Like, in see-through sequence type. I mean,
you know who
really
loves this story? Mm-hmm. Jussie Smollett. He's like,
God, right.
Talk about Jordan Woods.
What happened to that?
Talk about Tristan.
Wait a minute. I totally forgot about Jussie. What is going on with him?
Yeah, he posted bail. He got out real quick. But
that's it?
They wrote him off of Empire. He's done with that.
But it's got to be continued.
He's still denying it as well to his attorneys. But it don't look good.
Do you know who's campaigning for his role on Empire?
Oh, I want to hear this.
Bobby Lights from Love & Hip Hop Miami. He started like a Twitter thing, like to recast, so they could recast him as Jamal Lyon.
That should have been a question.
Who
should replace Jussie?
Okay.
Empire.
Go.
So you need a light skin.
Yep.
They
don't have to be gay. No, they don't have to be gay. They're just playing a gay character. I mean, it'd be better if they were gay to make it inclusive.
Oh, that
they don't have to be.
That is a great question.
Yeah. Who would play him?
Bow Wow?
Bow Wow? No.
He does need the money.
Bow Wow.
Oh my goodness.
No. That would be the worst role. There's that is a Bobby Lights is too. He wouldn't.
You know what would be good? Don Lemon? Don and Jussie, they kind of fit for each other a little bit.
That brother's
Don ain't an actor though.
He's too corporate, man.
Who else
is a good like?
What?
Steph Curry.
Yes, he could definitely be Terrence Howard's son for sure.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, the mayonnaise looking brother.
Hey,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about it another time.
Okay,
that's
sports.
Funny.
I'm glad you brought up sports.
Man,
talk to us about Bryce Harper.
Today was a huge day for hometown hero Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he came up. You know, he's been in free agency. They've been talking about, you know, where he's going to go. They said he was, you know, messing around with free agency, messing around. He could have took this a bunch of money from the Phillies, you know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
Phillies, you know, we're talking about, hey, we're willing to spend stupid money.
Oh.
And he's like, let me wait a little bit. Let me entertain the
Dodgers.
To
LA, yeah.
Let me entertain the Giants.
Yeah.
And him waiting was the best thing he could ever do because Philly came out and gave this brother $330 million for 13 years. I believe Bryce Harper's 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to see this money when he's fat. And old, nearly 40
his grand,
years
grand,
old.
Grand kids are going to see this money.
Yes, so I think I read something today that this is the richest contract in team sports in North, you know, the in North American.
Yeah.
Richest. Did I say it wrong? Richest contract in North American team sports history.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's bigger than any football deals?
Way bigger.
Bigger than anybody's deal.
It's the only thing that's more is the European brothers in soccer.
Oh.
They're getting more. But North American team sports history, this is the biggest contract. And
props. I drink to that. Shout out to Vegas.
I am mad at him.
Props, you know what I mean?
Cheers to that.
It's insane. But, you know, Philly, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, you know, Philly, I was listening to Philly sports radio. They're happy out there. They got the guy they wanted. Philly's a dope sports town.
Yeah.
They're a huge market.
They just came up in the NBA, too.
Eagles cracking. The Sixers are cracking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now they're missing that star in a major market. They got him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this dude might not, you know, he's going to be elite for 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They got him for 13. That's where it gets wild because this dude is going to be... You know, you don't know how he's going to perform at 35.
Like, what if he gets injured in 5 years? Then what happens? Or, like, if he's
there's got to be a clause in the contract or something.
No, I don't
think so. It's a no opt-out. There's no opt-out in the contract.
No, he's not going. He's stuck with them.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is Bryce Harper was a National League MVP. He's good. He has room to get better.
Yeah.
But anyone who knows the game of baseball, I mean, I know it a little bit, knows that he's 26. He's going to be elite for another 8 seasons?
Right.
Right.
What about that other, you know,
but don't
five?
They play till like they're 50? Remember that? What's his name? McGuire? What was his name back in the day? You know what I'm talking about.
Well, the beauty about baseball is that you can
be fat. But back then they had steroids. He's going to need that.
Oh, that's right.
The beauty about baseball, you can be fat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And still be the first baseman.
But so he might have to rotate because he's an outfielder.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's insane. I'm not, you can't hate on the dude's money.
No.
Yeah.
You know, there hasn't been... I think baseball is one of the only sports you can do something like.
So
this.
You're 13
saying years. His can't deal, do that in football.
His deal was bigger than like A-Rod and Jeter when they were like with the Yankees and stuff like that.
A-Rod's was pretty massive,
yeah,
but
like
it
was
bigger.
Like 200, 200.
Yeah,
something.
A-Rod's was like 275 for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
But this is major. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about it. You know, you guys have sons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I have a son, I'm thinking about, you know, when they get to the level, say, you know, they become star athletes.
Right.
They're playing multiple sports.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What happens is, you know, once you get to high school, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You're picking that one, maybe two sports.
Yeah, because it's impossible to do both.
Yes.
Well, I mean, some kids can do it.
You can do two.
But it's a lot.
But if you're really trying to get that scholarship.
Yes.
You know, and then maybe, you know, then try to go to the league.
Yeah.
You got to concentrate on, you know, one or two, you know. You see Bryce Harper getting that kind of money, why would you want to have your son play football?
Right.
So my son is 10, and I've
football,
had...
I'm like, hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to I-9 Sports out here in Vegas because they do all the different sports activities for kids. And my son's tried baseball, soccer, and flag football. And obviously I want him to try whatever he prefers to do.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent... If he's like, hey, I'm going to choose baseball, I'd be the happiest guy on earth because it probably has the least risk right, of injury.
Yeah.
And the longevity is insane.
Longevity is insane.
Yeah.
For me personally,
yeah.
I'm rolling with soccer. That's my passion.
You're a soccer guy,
You know? But my child is going to be traveling.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Because as a parent, a traveling team is a pain in the ass. I'm just telling you.
I'm aware. I traveled my whole life.
Oh, right. So, you know.
But that was in the States. But... This kid's going to be growing up in my house till he's 18.
Well, she can play soccer.
She can play soccer, too, and go out. But I think soccer in the States for a female is better than, you know, like Europe.
Yeah.
But if he is playing soccer and we get to move the family to France for a few years, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's a good look.
And you're getting paid.
Why? What, does the family move, like, what, for, like, them to play in high school? Or?
No. If he gets a pro contract.
Oh, got it.
Contract.
Got it.
You know what I mean? I think that would be a good, you know, that's the time where you're like, hey, Mom, I'm 19. Do you want to come out and live with me for my first year as a parent? Hell yeah.
As a parent of a 20 and an 18-year-old, we the last ones they want to move with them.
Oh, boy, he's going to be over here like parlez-vous français?
Yeah, exactly.
I get that. That's true. But I'm like, that'd be an opportunity. Like, well, let's go.
I think with kids, you got to let them try what sport they like the best. Because, like, my son started off playing baseball. and he was like 6 and 7, and he was an outfielder, and he'd be so bored. He'd like pick the daisies and like the four leaf clover. Like the ball would be coming at him, and he'd be like paying attention to something else. Then he was like, I really want to try football, and he loved it, and he was overweight. And in football, especially like at that little age, they have to be a certain weight to play in their category. Yeah. And he had to lose like 28 pounds to play with his peers the same age. And he was motivated and he did it. Like he ate brown rice and chicken breast for like 3 months. And he, like at 10 years old, he completely lost like 30 pounds and was super motivated because he loved the sport. But here's the problem with that. He played very, very well in middle school. He played amazing in high school. He played here locally at Liberty High School, you know, which is one of the best teams in the state.
I remember that.
But he has so many injuries, y'all. Like he done been beat up since he was 8 years old. He's 18 now. So we're talking about 10 years of concussions, 10 years of tackles.
He was 8 when he really got into it?
Yeah, he was 8 when he started playing tackle football. And now he doesn't want to play in college. Like he doesn't want to do it anymore. Like the passion from it has kind of like went away because it's not fun because his body is so,
exhausted.
Yeah, his body is.
So here's the deal, too.
He's a lineman, though, so that's,
So here's the deal, too. It's a little bit on the same lines you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because we're all saying how, forget football. But the thing about football is there is 70-something players on the team.
Right.
That means in college there's 70-something scholarships.
Yeah.
Compared to basketball,
right,
maybe 10, 12.
Yeah, 15 at the
start. Soccer.
Yeah, total.
Soccer, you have 20 dudes on a team. Baseball, 18.
Yeah.
A football team's giving away 60, 70 scholarships.
Yeah.
So that's why kids are going to continue to play football. And their parents are going to be like, yo, I'm going to let my son play. He's athletic enough. And if he's going to get his education paid for, let's do it. So that's why football's always going to be around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it's fun for the family because it does become a family affair. Like us going to the games on Friday night lights.
No, the thing is,
Italian,
any sport is.
Yeah.
But I'd be freaked out my son is playing that. They're getting bussed up.
No, I see.
They're getting jacked up.
In high school, you see these kids popping their shoulders.
Yeah.
They're breaking their knees. Their bones are going in different ways and stuff. But I will say, playing football really helped my son gain self-esteem. It really helped him, like, become, like, a man. Like, being around all those men and, I guess, the coaches and, So, like, the camaraderie, like, it really helped him,
blossom.
That's
team sports.
Yeah.
That's team sports, So, I mean, that's going to be a conversation forever.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately, like you said, it's going to be, that kid's decision. But if you can help steer him a certain direction.
Yeah.
Don't play football. Well, I don't want you to get hurt.
I will say, though, with technology and innovation, football is becoming safer for kids because, like, on the helmets now, they have this thing that you put in. It's, like, kind of like a cushion. So, like, when you get hit or whatever.
That's
it, like,
good.
But it's also, like, an app. So, like, it records the hits. So you can see, like, how impactful the hits are or something like that. So, like, the coaches can go back and see, like, what strength or, I'm not sure the exact logistics of it, but, like, the thing in the helmet tells the coach, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Real quick, I got to be careful, too, because I'm hyping soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these kids are getting concussions off of the headers now.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, because heading the ball is a big deal. It's a major way to play.
What does that mean?
You don't know heading it?
No. I never played sports as a child, so I have
soccer,
no idea.
You use your head. You can score a lot of goals.
Oh, so I'm thinking softball. That's why I'm like, wait, what? You're using your head first? Yes, I know soccer, they use their head.
Yeah, soccer, they use their head.
Yes, sorry, I was thinking softball. I'm like, what?
There's kids getting concussions from heading the ball in soccer, not softball.
Okay,
all right, let's keep it moving.
All right. In other sports news, Antonio Brown has an interesting fashion choice.
Oh,
guys. Talk to us.
Guys. Antonio Brown, he's in a similar situation right now with Bryce Harper. He's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a star, wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers. But he's made a very interesting, I wouldn't, is it fashion? It's not fashion. Do you remember when Michael Jordan tried to pull off the little tiny Hitler mustache? That didn't work out. Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah, it was like a little, it looked like a little patch.
It was so whack. It was, yes.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, he's got the unibrow.
Yeah.
My man Antonio Brown, he's got himself a blonde mustache. If we can get the camera on this, Natalia, let me show you here.
But why?
We've got a blonde, he's got a beard. Very nicely carved beard, but the mustache is bleach blonde.
I'm trying.
Good looking dude, right?
I'm trying to figure out how he got it blonde because I have a hard time making my hair blonde at the salon.
Okay, Melinda, take a look at this, please. Look at this, man.
All right, what's the difference between that and Cisco? Back in the day.
This is a mustache.
Yeah, it's not hair on your head.
This is a mustache. The whole thing is trimmed very nice. But is it possible for this dude to try to make this a thing?
Maybe it's a dare. You know how they be daring each other or a bet?
He's James Harden got the beard.
He's big enough of a star to do it. I think so.
He is a huge star. But come on, man.
If I see you roll up right here with a blonde mustache, I'm going
to
be
mad. We have to be patient to see how long he'll have it for and then to see if college wide receivers will start rocking that this upcoming season.
If that happens, his star power is huge. Because I'm looking at this man, and like, how come no one on your team, not your team, I'm talking about your agents, your publicists, why don't they have the balls to say, bro, this is a bad look, what you're doing, you're pushing it.
Well,
you know what? Think about that. That's like me, like, you know what? I'm going to change the game. I'm going to bleach my teeth red. Or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, but when Odell Beckham.
Let me do my eyebrows green. Just my eyebrows green.
Yeah, no.
Is that okay? Yeah, okay, my eyebrows blonde. How about that? My black ass.
That's crazy.
Blonde eyebrows. Same thing. I'm going to do it. I'm cool.
You're not going to do it. You can't, we're not going to let you do it. But when Odell Beckham came out, his haircut, everybody was like, that's weird.
No, that was
because it was
dumb.
Blonde.
No.
That was different at the time.
No, he had the frohawk.
Yeah.
It was blonde. I think what he has now, the whole ramen noodle look, I think that's whack. His hair looked like noodles.
Oh, because they're all blonde, like tips. Yeah.
And they're just falling down. Yeah, I think that's
he's
a bad
cute,
look.
Though.
This dude's a good looking man.
Yeah.
He's got a blonde mustache.
I'll tell you what about Antonio Brown. He can't sing. You know he was on The Masked Singer. And he was like the first one that got got booted. That's my show. Did you see who won?
Was it T-Pain?
It was T-Pain. He was the monster.
I think you're the only one in the room who watches the show.
No, I watch it. Don't lie. You used to watch it.
So the concept of the show is okay.
Yeah.
The judges annoy me.
The judges are
Robert whack. Thicke is all right. Yeah. But Jenny McCarthy's whack.
Yeah. Nicole
Scherzinger. I used to like Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
She's kind
of
lame.
And then they always got weird guest judges that you never heard
of.
Or, like, you heard of, but you're like, why are
the
they?
The concept was cool. It got a little lame to me, and then I would start fast. I had it on the DVR. Mm-hmm. I'd fast forward to see who's going to take off the damn mask at the end of the show.
Yeah.
That's what I ended up doing.
The thing is, if you just skim through it, you'd think it's, like, something to do with Pokemon. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
It's true. It does look like Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
That was pretty funny. You're serious.
He was. I mean, they do look like those little things.
That was pretty funny. Okay, so T-Pain was on there. I didn't watch it. So
Donny Osmond was the peacock. I kind of knew that. Rumor Willis was the lion.
LaToya Jackson
was the unicorn, I think.
And then
Gladys Knight was on there.
She was one of them.
The chick from 90210.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
Was she on it?
Yeah, she was like the first one out.
Or was she the unicorn? Maybe she was
one
of them.
Oh, I think she was a unicorn.
And then there was Ricky Lake. She was the raven.
Oh, I didn't see her.
See, okay, here's the
problem. Okay, so what do you guys get out of that show?
Well, I was just going to say, my problem with the show, I think the concept is great. I think the talent is great. I love everything about it. I even like Nick Cannon as the host. I don't like how the judges... He's funny. I don't like how the judges act stupid because they're musicians. So
they're not.
Some of them are.
Jenny McCarthy, King John.
Nicole and Robin Thicke.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Not King John. What's the name?
No.
Who are you talking about?
No, the Asian dude. He's on there every week.
Dr. Ken.
Yes.
You're talking about the North Korean leader.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. King Jong-un?
Dr. Ken and Jenny McCarthy.
But here's the thing. Right, we work in radio, and we are able to recognize voices. So I'm assuming as a musician, you're able to recognize voices. So it, like, pisses me off when Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger start going, oh, you sound like Kelly Rowland. Because as a musician and as an artist, they've worked with enough artists to be able to identify the voice, and it sounds like they're giving fake guesses.
Yeah.
Like, their guesses are so off that they're not even authentic. And that, to me, is what killed it. It doesn't seem authentic. It seems like they're all BSing, and they're talking way too much. I want to see more performances.
What I did see, I was okay with Robin Thicke as a judge.
He's all right. He's probably the best one.
Do you think he could make it on, like, a regular singing competition show?
Nah.
As a judge or singing?
As a judge. Oh. Did he try it out for the voice, and no one turned around? I'll be cold-blooded.
That's actually my favorite part of The Voice, is the blind audition.
Have you ever done it in your house? I did it the other night. I was watching it at home with the wifey. And
your daughter didn't turn around?
No, I didn't turn around to watch. I just wanted to hear the voice.
Yeah.
And then it went, once I said, okay, they're good enough, I turned and saw. I was like, oh,
so you guys play voice at home? That's so cute.
She does, and I do.
And by the way, shout out to her friend, Barry Black, who was on The Voice. He was Team Adam.
Oh, yeah. He sang at my wedding.
Like four years ago or something like that? Five?
I got married 6 years ago, so yeah.
So about five years ago.
Yeah. He was on Team Adam. He should have went Team Blake, and he would have stayed on longer. Yeah.
Probably. I agree with you.
But Adam and Blake get on my nerves with their damn bromance. Like, enough with the jokes and the inside.
I find it funny.
I'm over the corny
cheesy. It's cheesy. It's like too much. Like, okay, get to it. Let's watch these singers.
I'm watching this Voice right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of singing competitions, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, if it's legit, I think that's a family.
It's fun.
It's a family show.
Yeah,
it's
not inappropriate.
Watch.
You don't got to worry about it. Yeah.
And I think I'm a pretty good judge too. Mm-hmm. I could judge talent, but I watch and I think about the judges on these shows, and I'm like, John Legend is pretty legit.
Well, he's
John
Legend.
He's on the latest Voice. I'm like, I don't know. Can there be a better judge?
No. I like him a lot.
No, because
like when it comes down to it.
Because not only is he a vocalist, but he's a true musician. He knows everything about music, including of the piano, obviously, which is where he's so strong at. Imagine having him and like Alicia Keys and.
That's the question. Like, if you could pick the three best judges you could ever have. For a singing competition, or is it like, do they say called mentors on some shows?
Yeah.
Maybe?
No, okay. Let's just stick to
coaches.
Judges.
Or coaches.
Yeah.
Coaches.
Yeah.
I would go Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Well, you know, he's very soulful. He's always done so many different tones. He's been part of rap songs.
If I was 21 years old, I would never pick Charlie Wilson to be my mentor or coach. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know he's old and he's been around the block, but he's someone who's been around the block at the right time.
Okay, so I'm not gonna interrupt you. Sorry.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Second, I think I would go a producer.
Okay.
So I would go like a Jermaine Dupri type.
That's a good
because
one.
He's founded a lot of different people.
That's not bad. Okay.
And then third, I think I would go with like the Alicia Keys, who's like that strong female vocalist.
Not wrong with that. I still think your three suck, but
wow.
Damn.
Alicia Keys was
off
good.
Off the top of the dome, man.
Alicia Keys were good. Okay, so I'm going Stephen A. Smith. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what? This isn't sports?
Man, I know.
Okay, no, real talk. I hate Lionel Richie.
Yeah, he's all right.
All night long?
I think that's a bad look. That's boring.
As a judge, not as an artist.
As a judge, as a judge, a coach, I think that's whack. So, but that's not what we're asking.
Yeah.
I kind of liked Usher, man. Hmm. I liked when Usher did it. I'm kind of an Usher fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think Usher's legit. I gotta go John Legend. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And I think Alicia Keys would be right up there. But what about? I like your whole producer thing. What about Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
Ooh, that'd be great.
Yeah, they old as hell. Come on,
yeah, but they're a new addition. They're Janet Jackson. They're all there. That's who. That's
yeah,
who
but
they
like
are.
I feel like the music industry is so different now that could they really give
the
relevant
producer?
Advice?
Who's the producer? The right.
I got it.
Then.
I got it.
Okay, go.
Missy Elliott, Chili from TLC.
Oh, I disagree.
She has a good personality. And she's a legend, and she's been a platinum-selling artist. And then
just trying to get her on the podcast.
Just for fun, Cardi B. Because she's got a great personality, and it would always be entertaining.
Are
you going for the entertainment part
Are you
of
going
it?
For the best ratings? Or like
to, No, best like, personality. Missy is a good producer and knows how to make good music, like spot talent. Cardi's funny, and she's obviously knows how to come from nothing to something. And then Chili.
Aren't we talking about singing competitions?
Yeah.
Still want Missy?
She hates guys again, Bojo.
I do hate men again. I know. I was thinking about that. My panel's all girls.
You hate dudes. But yeah, I guess we didn't say any.
Missy can sing. And Missy used to produce Aaliyah. Like.
But what about Beyonce? Would she be a good judge?
I feel like she's too big. Like, she would never even.
I think
like,
she'd be too high maintenance on
she'd
a show
never
like
You know what that's like? Reminds me of like Kobe Bryant trying to coach.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah,
like whatever he says to you, you might not believe it because it's like. Yeah.
Oh, you know who would be good, Solange?
She'd be smacking people.
I know. She'd be busting everybody inside the head.
So aggressive.
Yeah, but okay. I think we got some pretty good.
I think
pretty good panels here.
We could have done better.
Okay.
I'm not happy with you guys.
Okay, but it was off the top of the dome. So, yeah. I mean, if I put some energy into it, I would probably... But, okay, at least you got my method.
Okay.
Or my theory from
this. This is what we're going to do then. I'll give it to you guys this way. Mm-hmm. Someone who's not living.
Oh.
Marvin Gaye would be amazing.
Rick James.
Rick James.
Would be amazing.
He would be James very would be entertaining amazing. For sure.
No, but he's...
He would be it all. Yeah. That's pretty
out
good.
Of, he was was somebody else when he was into the music. He was.
What do you got, Selena?
Whitney. Oh, yeah, Selena, damn. Because I'm Latina, yeah. I gotta pick Selena.
Latina and female. Oh,
no, Whitney.
Pre Bobby Whitney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre cocaine Whitney, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Before crack was whack.
Yeah.
Before the king of R&B.
Yeah.
Damn.
You?
No, I said Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Marvin Gaye. Yeah.
So
shit. Since you want to give us a second chance to redeem ourselves,
yes.
I would like to redeem myself from the worst album name ever.
Yeah, that was bad. Hold on. Tell us what you said last week.
Okay, so like last week's question was if we had an album, what would we call it? Because we were talking about Offset's new album, Father of Four. Would you say your album would be called?
I'd redeem myself. I said something like Ashy to Classy.
Yeah.
But I think it would be like Ashy to Classy, but let's be honest, I'm still pretty ashy.
I don't know if you're redeeming yourself or not.
It'd be a double pack CD.
Okay. The ashy side, the classy side.
But let's be honest.
Like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
I'm still pretty ashy. Okay, not anymore. See?
Okay. Seal Wood.
Mine was From the Hood to All Good.
That was actually really cute. Okay, so mine was for Soccer Moms with Swag. Yeah. I got one.
So
you know what I'm saying? I worked on this all week.
Yeah,
I worked on this all week.
This
ready?
This better be better.
You ready?
This, okay.
Ready?
Go.
Fat ass feminist.
I like the Soccer Mom better.
Because the irony.
You just made me feel so uncomfortable. Don't look in my eyes and say that.
No, it's the irony of saying fat ass feminine. Like you're
my work mother.
No, that's not like me with the. I mean, whatever. Forget it. I just thought it sounded
fat ass feminist.
It sounded way cooler.
What is it? Fat ass with feminist.
Fat ass feminist.
Feminist with fat asses. That sounds like a DVD.
No.
Or some type of show that you should not be scrolling to that costs money and you have to be 18 over.
No. I just thought that was a little bit cooler.
Skinamax.
It's not skin. I thought that was a little fat ass feminist. Because there's an irony in that, you know, because a feminist is like all about girl power and equality and. You know, when you call somebody a fat, when you call a girl, when you say a girl has a fat ass,
about this
you're like
week.
Shaming them or like you're sexualizing them. So it's like
you're
the irony of both. I really did think about this all week.
No, that's good.
Because my cousin listened. Shout out to my cousin Eduardo.
Hey.
And he was like, your album name is whack.
Did you tell him this
one? You
got
some heat from it. That's
no,
crazy.
But he made me.
All right, so for everybody who's listening right now, please email the show and tell us what you think about Natalia's new album name.
I'm never making an album, so it's never happening.
Feminist
it doesn't matter.
Butts.
Yeah, feminist with fat asses.
Okay.
There's Damn. Another one. What about that one?
That's
a good
what
one.
What you said in the first place.
Okay.
Big booty, feminist.
Yeah. On that note.
We're very happy to be here.
Yes.
Hey, really quick, I wanted to bring something up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because we're talking about album titles and if they were really good, kids these days would say it's lit or it's fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
Flames.
Back in my
drips.
Days.
It's drip now.
Drip too hard.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So
in comparison, I was talking to Natalia about this. In comparison, like, remember the word that we used to use? Awesome, rad, gnarly.
No, I never use those.
Dope.
Oh. I don't know who was talking about.
Totally did.
No.
Natalia's going back to the conversation.
No.
Okay, what's your point?
What were some of the words that you still remember from when you were, like, in junior high, high school?
I still say dope.
Me too.
I still say dope. What else did we say?
I say off the chain or off the hook.
Yeah,
off the chain. Off
yeah. I definitely had words, but I never said like gnarly or like totally or rad.
It might have been like second grade we said rad, but that was like.
I didn't say totally. Rad was like more
rad
from the 80s
last.
Influence of movies, remember? Even,
yeah,
there was even a movie named Rad about bicycles. Yeah.
Was it rad
BMX,
or was it?
BMX bicycles.
BMX
rad.
Or
yeah.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
It was rad.
Ooh, yeah.
You say that's what's up. I still say that's what's up. I still say dope. I still say off the
yo.
Chain.
Even yo is
yo.
Like something slang from back then, right?
What up? Like
damn, yeah, I'm still using
what's poppin'. I always say what's poppin'.
The only things that don't last are the new stuff.
Right.
Like people used to get crunk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
You know, what other words when you get faded?
You know what
faded?
I said?
Faded? People still get faded? Still,
yeah,
I'm people still faded. Get faded.
But like the other day, I was on the air, and I was like, ooh, that's my jam. And I was like, ooh, that sounded so old.
Damn.
when you call a song a jam.
Yeah, that's
like,
my cut.
Like, those are jams.
That's my cut.
Yeah. I still say that's my cut. I use that a lot.
Yeah. Cut isn't as dated. I feel like when you say it's your jam, or like jams, yeah. That's a little old.
Jam? Yeah, that's.
Oh, snap. I used to say that all the time.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but Fergie
brought
that
back. Right
now,
they're bringing all that stuff back.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're lucky.
But clutch is like another weird one that they say now.
Yeah.
Like, that's clutch. I mean,
super
I use it
clutch.
Too. Like,
I've
that
been saying
clutch.
Clutch, though.
Is that, for me, I never heard that
on
the
I
East
said
Coast.
Clutch.
Like, that was something I heard on the West Coast.
I
say
clutch.
It now, too, but, like, when I moved out here, it's the first time I heard it.
Clutch.
Or, yo, that's 100.
We're lucky. We're from an era that, you know, people are trying to relive right now.
Okay.
So we're good
Yeah, it's
go.
Like a fad for you know a mean? Lot of the young kids.
We are okay.
So. Yeah.
It just gets weird when we start trying to get lit and, oh, remember Turn Up? I try to use that one a little bit. Turn Up. You can't really do that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
That's as gone soccer as the Dougie.
Your soccer mom's a swag we're trying to get.
I still say Turn Up.
Holler.
Yeah, come on, Turn Up.
You say holler.
Holler
at me.
Yeah.
I don't like when people do that.
Holla,
let me
man,
get your
holla.
Digits.
Ooh.
Remember that?
We'll talk about that on the next episode.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And we used to holler at females.
Okay.
Do people still try to ask? Do they still ask for your number?
No, they swipe left or swipe right.
Yeah.
No, we'll have to talk about that next week because remember you mentioned previously the whole spamming thing on Instagram. So yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Like, hey girl, let me get your number. Apes, like, let me holler at you.
Yeah, or when they think they're
slick. There's still those dudes at the mall though, right?
Well, when they think they're slick and they write their number on a napkin and like slide it to you.
They still do that?
No, I'm talking about back in the day. I don't know what they do. I've been married for a long time.
I used to go to the mall to go try to hook up.
That was the stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And now those are the dudes TLC are singing about. Those are scrubs.
Yeah, well, nobody goes to the mall. We go on Amazon.
Right.
On that note,
the game has changed, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Off Air with the Q Crew, episode 4, CO1. Some final thoughts?
No final thoughts, but I do want to shout out the Velveteen Rabbit. That's a cool, I just want to mention this bar that's in downtown. It's in the Arts District. The reason why I like them so much is because they have like a seasonal menu.
Okay.
And it's they really open up to so many different types of drinks. I was just there with my friends and family last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And want to shout them out every time I go. Same bartender, for whatever reason, happens to be my bartender.
What's
takes care of
what's
us.
What's your name?
I have no clue what his name is, but he always remembers us. Yeah.
But they know your drink. That's what's important.
Well, and again, it changes because it's a seasonal menu. So, but I want to shout them out because I've been there. They base their nights on themes.
Okay.
Like, you know, funk night, Afro-funk night, 80s night, 90s night, the Smiths night, U2 night, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cool vibe. So shout out to them.
Nice. Well, thanks for listening. And next week, next Friday, we'll drop a new episode.
Hey.
Episode 4 in the books.
We out here. Make sure to check
us out.
Here. Q100Vegas.com. Off Air with the cool.
With the cool crew.
With the cool crew.
I like that. We'll change the name.
Off Air with the cool crew.